President Biden today announced new sanctions on Moscow, revoking a preferred trade status, which opens the door to tariffs.
It's going to make it harder for Russia to do business with the United States, and doing it in unison with other nations that make up half of the global economy will be another crushing blow to the Russian economy. It's already suffering very badly from our sanctions.
Other sanctions have pushed oil and gasoline prices to their highest level in years. Let's talk about energy and prices with Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, happy Friday.
You too, Scott.
We have a global supply chain that's already stressed, and now fuel and shipping costs are up. How are we all going to experience this? Consumer inflation is already near 8%.
Well, it certainly presents a pretty severe challenge to the economy. For example, the University of Michigan has a very closely watched index of consumer confidence that came out today. Actually, it dropped to the lowest in more than a decade. And inflation, gasoline, and energy prices were the sort of the biggest things cited for that. And it's greatly increasing the possibility that we will see another recession this year. Goldman Sachs economists are putting the probability of a recession at somewhere between 20 and 35%, which is pretty high for recession prediction models. You really want to see them in the single digits.
Yeah. So as far as oil and natural gas, could we actually see shortages? We haven't seen lines at the pump in the U.S. for decades.
It's certainly not a 0% possibility, and I think the risk is greater in Europe. The most acute issue in Europe, obviously, is there are pipelines that bring Russian natural gas and other products through Ukraine into Western Europe. And the most acute risk is obviously that if one of those were to get damaged in the fighting, or if they were to lose electricity, or if Russia were simply to shut them down, that could cause a major crisis in Europe. So the potential for shortages are not that acute for us. But the longer this drags on and the more scarce, viable oil becomes around the world, because Russia is still producing plenty of oil, it's just no one wants to buy it. Obviously, the U.S. is banning imports, but a lot of countries are doing sort of what you would call self-sanctioning. There's been Russian oil that's come up for sale, and there's just no one who wants to buy it because you often buy this a few months in advance, and no one knows what the world's going to look like a few months from now, so they're not going anywhere near it.
Yeah, well, you know the saying about gas prices, they rise like a rocket, and they fall like a feather. How long might gas prices stay high?
You know, so if you look at the average gasoline price, AAA does a survey around the country. The latest number is $4.32 on average per gallon. Wow. That's up more than a dollar from the end of the year. My guess is that it's going to get worse than that. They're going to go even higher in the short term. How long they stay that elevated really is a matter of what happens with this conflict with Ukraine. And I don't think anyone is really comfortable predicting how long that could last. It's definitely going to get worse before it gets better. And how long it stays elevated is quite a mystery.
Yeah. Well, we'll watch. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.